Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Oh, welcome everybody to Dueling Tangents on a Friday. It's Friday, right?
I think so.
It's totally Friday, but it's Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday that feels like a Friday. So in our minds, Friday. It is a Friday. Talk about a more perfect union.
It's been Luke Friday and Brian for talking. 3 days.
Yeah, pretty much. It's one of those weird weeks.
I'm Brian, you're Luke.
That's true.
I got that straight today. That's pretty good.
We're batting on 1,000 for all I care then.
We're called Dueling Tangents. With Luke and
Look
Brian.
At that. We're still got the streak going.
We are on 1580 AM out of Columbus. We're on 1580 AM out of Columbus, like I said. And we're also 92.7 FM.
That was a foul tip that doesn't count as against you, but you definitely
the,
follow
in the average. It won't work in the average. But
exactly.
Anyway, 92.7 FM out of Madison, as well as you know, on the leftist coast, we're taking care of our friends in KGOE. We're also taking care of our, we're live on Devil Radio app, the Devil Radio app.
That we are.
If you haven't gotten it yet, well then, I don't know what
it's a great Christmas gift. Go onto your friends and family's phones and just start downloading the Devil Radio app
for them. When
you're
at Christmas spreading Omicron to each other, just grab someone's phone while they're sneezing and put the Devil Radio app on their phone.
They'll get a push notification around 2 o'clock every weekday, and they'll
put it on their home screen so they accidentally touch it every now and then at the most inappropriate times. And most of them probably won't know that they have the volume up really loud. Anyway.
It's a great Christmas plan. I love it. I love it. I love when a plan comes together, Brian.
I think so. So speaking of plans, we have a couple plans here.
We do.
For today. Got a couple things to talk about. We're going to get into that. And then I promise you, I've been promising you since Thanksgiving that we're going to talk about something very, very serious. And that is a Thanksgiving meal in a bag that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we're making the Thanksgiving meal the other holiday meal.
But it can definitely work for holiday meal. Because you know what? Sometimes people do the same thing from Thanksgiving and then do it for Christmas too. Because you know what I like? A stuffed turkey. And you know what? If you like the prime rib, that's awesome. Make that too. That's what I say. I say make it too.
I'm a
well
good ham,
if you
man.
Have the ability.
I picked up my ham yesterday. I'm very excited. I got the bone in because then I like to make some pea soup afterwards.
Your assignment, and for those of you who haven't seen it, your assignment, everybody, is to go look up Kids in the Hall, Salty Ham. There's a wonderful, wonderful
Brian's giving
sketch.
You homework over the Christmas
You
break.
Know what? It's good homework that everybody is going to be enriched for.
Fair enough.
Kids in the Hall, Salty Ham. Did you drag the ham and salt on the way over?
Well, stop quoting it. You're going to ruin the assignment.
That's pretty much the whole thing?
Okay. Well, geez.
But it's really good and well done.
Well, speaking of getting into things that we meant to get to at an earlier time, let's dive in also to where we're going to start off the great show today with an op-ed from Reggie Jackson that was published on Monday of this week, and we wanted to get to it then. But, Brian, we're getting to it now because there's been quite a bit of news going on here in Wisconsin.
Yes. Reggie Jackson, he runs the Black Holocaust Museum.
In Milwaukee.
And I had planned on bringing this up, and then we had Alan Robinson on, and Alan Robinson also brought up some very awesome topics that we should get to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this article really does a really good job of summing that up. So this is Reggie Jackson, Stop Conflating Social Justice Advocacy with Anti-Social Justice Rhetoric.
I think this is an important thing to go into the holiday gatherings that families will be having over this long weekend that is before us. It is an important piece to remember as well. So just because somebody is for something doesn't mean you necessarily need to be the anti that or contrarian to that. So let's dive into the piece, Brian.
It starts off with a quote. Quote, supporting our LGBTQ students and staff does not, quote, infringe on the rights of anyone else. And it just assures that all rights are being supported, not just those of a vocal group. And that is from Carrie Cumroe, president of the Education Association of Waukesha. Then it reads, and this is again from Reggie Jackson, Recently, special education kindergarten teacher Sarah Whaley, a teacher in Waukesha, was suspended for a day without pay because she refused to take down a pride flag she had in her classroom. The school district of Waukesha sent out an email to all staff on August 20th saying, quote, our classroom environments need to be engaging, reflect the curricular area being delivered, and must be welcoming to students. We need to assure that what is posted in our room does not act as a barrier to any student, nor to serve as a divisive symbol among staff. Mm-hmm. Therefore, going forward, we are asking that all Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, Thin Blue Line, Anti-Racist Classroom, and any other posters or materials or the such are removed from the learning environments.
And that was the email sent out by the Waukesha School District.
Yes. And this continues on Reggie Jackson, and this is published in the Milwaukee Independent. I am upset that the teacher was disciplined for trying to clearly show support for students and staff of color, as well as LGBTQIA plus students and staff. She told the Journal Sentinel, quote, I believe the school should be a safe place for our beautiful youth. I believe that children should be able to express their full selves, and as teachers, we should be fostering the welcoming environment that allows for that. I applaud her and her union colleagues for stood up for her by wearing rainbows and rainbow pins. What bothers me most is the equating of support for symbols like the pride flag with symbols that represent racist and homophobic symbols. When people say ridiculous things like Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, it infuriates me. It is no different than people who responded to Black Lives Matter signs with ridiculous things like Blue Lives Matter and Thin Blue Line and We Back the Badge signs. I know we supposedly have freedom of speech, but that does not mean we need to be ignorant enough to not see the difference between social justice activism and its symbols and the symbols used by those opposed to these more inclusive ways of seeing the world, the diverse world we live in. Conflating social justice slogans and signs with those who do not appreciate social justice stances reminds me of how petty people are when they are very young children. You would think that people would find a place to acknowledge the views of those they do not share, who simply want to promote justice and fairness for groups that have been marginalized for so long.
Yeah, and so I know we can keep going on here. This is a pretty lengthy piece. I want to jump down to the bottom because Reggie Jackson goes into some historical references of how in the past there were really abhorrent signs to integration and desegregation. And when he sums up the piece, he goes, when a teacher has her sign removed from her classroom, what message does it send to the community she is honoring and showing support to? How are they supposed to react? What does it say about the cowardice of those who equate the pride flag with Blue Lives Matter and Thin Blue Line signage? Blue Lives Matter and Thin Blue Line signage are not created to fight against discrimination over generations against police officers. Pride flags and Black Lives Matter flags do represent a push to end generations of discrimination endured by the LGBTQIA+ and Black communities. Policymakers who fall prey to those who are anti-everything nowadays do a disservice by not acknowledging the difference. Respecting the voices which have been silenced is not the same as listening to the voices of the communities which want to maintain the racist, homophobic status quo.
Yep.
So we wanted to get to this piece earlier in the week. I think it's an extremely important piece to talk about. The fact that this teacher in Waukesha was suspended for refusing to take down the pride flag that she put there to show support for any child that identified with that is ridiculous.
That's the thing, is that a lot of kids those kids in that community who don't know are most vulnerable usually in high school and in junior high and that time. That's pretty much the worst time possible for almost every kid, especially those who are of a minority, who are easily ostracized and easily pushed away. And school usually is the place where they have to be most of the time.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes parents can be the most difficult people to talk to about those things.
Absolutely.
And having a teacher,
especially in the gay community,
yeah,
for sure.
And having a teacher that is signifying support to come and talk to them, maybe, or that you can have confidence that you can be your true self in that classroom is huge.
It's part of growing up too.
Yeah.
I want to bring this up as well, just to button this on. I've read this before, but I want to bring it up again. Notice how it's white people who tend to say people these days are too sensitive. Remember when people could say what they want and people were thick-skinned not enough not to freak out? Here's such a thing. Those times never existed. What you actually remember is a time when you could be an a-hole to people who society systematically discriminated against, and they were too afraid to tell you that you were being an a-hole, because if they did, society, including the police, would take your side and punish them for standing up to you. What you're experiencing now isn't being people being too sensitive. You're experiencing a time when sufficient equality exists that people can now safely tell you what an a-hole you are. So this isn't about, you know...
The false equivalence,
yes,
is very disgusting. I'm going to leave it at that. It's the false equivalence is disgusting.
It's not understanding the situation and going, see, same. See, it's the same. Yep. I have a sign too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not the same. It's not the same.
Right. By putting up a sign that says Black Lives Matter, that is not saying that you don't support the police.
Yeah.
And to automatically have the knee-jerk reaction that you need to go out and put a Blue Lives Matter sign to counterbalance a Black Lives Matter sign is just... You're missing the point.
I'll take a politically neutral analogy here. Gravity is a theory, right? Gravity works most of the time. It just doesn't work all the time in the most extreme circumstances, right? So, but gravity is still technically a theory,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because it's not completely a law, right? Well, I have a theory of how it happens too. And it's because there's a monster that constantly sucks things into the earth. And that's my theory. And it's a theory too. So it's equal. Well, it's not. Because the theory of gravity has been tested over and over and over and over and over and over again to the point of exhaustion. You grabbing something from thin air and talking about it, calling it a theory, well, yes, technically it could be a theory, but it's not the same.
Not the same. On a lighter note, in the terms of education, Brian, the Biden administration today has suspended student loan payments for 90 more days. Won't have anything due until May 1st.
Thank God I didn't answer those phone calls. I kept thinking that they were talking to me about my car.
Your extended car warranty.
Way, I have a new car. Guess what? Those calls have renewed.
Oh, jeez.
I now have to say no to all of them.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can give us a call. Join this great show. 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.